invite you to join with me as I pray. Almighty, everlasting God, you have made the wisdom of your word known, and yet when I search for the wisdom of this world, and I view it only as life apart from you, it all comes up empty. Help me to find true meaning in the study of knowledge and wisdom as I understand your created order and the true meaning of life, found not just life under the sun, but life serving you and knowing your goodness in Jesus. Bless me with this outlook and this heart of faith. I pray this be done in Jesus' name as I have a truly meaningful life. Amen. We're going through a series looking at the book of Ecclesiastes and what the author, Solomon, says about the meaning of life and what makes a meaningful life. We're using an outline of a study called Your Life Has Meaning, put together by Professor Luke Thompson. And we'll be examining a few more sections of Ecclesiastes as we consider what makes for a meaningful life. Obviously, Solomon, someone who's blessed with great wisdom, will first examine that. Does wisdom give meaning? My children have a phrase that I think they got from a TV show that says, "You can't untoast the toast." It's a proverb. Things like that help you navigate through life, and also there's some scientific understanding behind that as well. Wisdom and knowledge are things that can help guide us and maybe make life a little bit more comfortable or easy, or help us understand or even marvel at creation. And yet Solomon, one who was well gifted with wisdom, one of the wisest men that ever lived, set out to explore if wisdom brought any true meaning by itself. We read in Ecclesiastes 1:12, "I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem. I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven. What a heavy burden God has laid on men. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. I thought to myself, look, I have grown and increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied myself to understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly. But I learned that this, too, is a chasing after the wind. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief." At a lifetime of learning wisdom, Solomon came to the same conclusion that my little children had. You can't untoast the toast. And actually, the more wisdom that he came to know, the more he was led to sorrow and grief. And you can see how understanding what is good and right and knowing how things work can lead to frustration as Solomon saw all around him the foolishness of people. He goes on to describe the emptiness of wisdom merely seen as life under the sun. We read in chapter 2, starting at verse 12. "Then I turned my thoughts to consider wisdom, and also madness and folly. What more can the king's successor do than what has already been done? I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise man has eyes in his head, while the fool walks in darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I thought in my heart, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? In my heart I said, this too is meaningless, for the wise man, like the fool, will not be long remembered. In days to come, both will be forgotten. Like the fool, the wise man too must die." Do you get what Solomon's getting at here? It doesn't matter how wise you are or how much knowledge you attain, that's not going to add any true meaning to life, because in the end, whether you're wise or foolish, we all share the same fate, and we must all perish and die. The curse pronounced in the Garden of Eden on mankind still falls on everyone, no matter how much wisdom you gain. In that sense, you have to say, wisdom is meaningless. And it's pretty radical that Solomon would come to this conclusion. The only reason that Solomon, of all people, would say that wisdom is meaningless is because he's looking at a greater picture, not just temporary meaning and value, not the mere value we put on something or people around us, but lasting, cosmic value, one that supersedes our own estimation. See, Solomon was very wise. In 1 Kings 4, we read that Solomon was given very great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the men of the East, greater than the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than any other man. His fame spread to the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He described plant life. He taught about animals and birds. Men of all nations came to listen to Solomon's wisdom. So why are humans so set on exploring and understanding biology and math? Why are we so set on understanding geography and geology and astronomy? We live in a world where we understand there is a God of order, and he not only made a world of order, but gave it beauty. We know the scientific principles of causation and patterns and the laws can stand because our God created a universe of logic, coherence, and he added to that things that we consider objectively true. He gave us beauty that we seek. That's why so many philosophers, just like Solomon, came to the same conclusion that wisdom itself cannot give meaning to what God has created, a world that is so structured, a world that is so perfect in order, a world that also has what we call beauty. Christians pursue science and wisdom because they know we have a God who made this world, and we want to explore the wonders of his creation. But we can lose our focus, and we can lose the true meaning of wisdom and science if that becomes an end to itself. Understanding creation and God's universe will not provide any meaning if it doesn't point us to the one who made it all and his true purpose. And I'd like to introduce you to Wisdom from on High, the Son of God, the one who created this world, the one who came down in lowliness to this world, and to restore what had been ruined by sin, himself took the curse away from us on the cross. And the wisdom of God is that by the preaching of the gospel, we might find life in his name. So go ahead, pursue wisdom and science and knowledge, but recognize it will always be empty without Jesus and his cross and his empty tomb and everlasting life. There we find true meaning, meaning for life today and for eternity, and the beauty and the wonder of his created order. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor of Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours, with true meaning in Jesus.